To what extent are you using partial breast radiation and what technique?
I don't do much partial breast radiation anymore because I've really replaced that with IORT. It's really very much the same selection criteria. And I used to, I'm old enough, I did mammocyte. I did that, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever it first started. And then I transitioned to using Savvy because I did like the fact that you could adjust the radiation dose based on the superficiality of the tumor. I do see patients who have chronic seromas. They do have some toxicities associated with that. Granted, they're all local toxicities, but I think I'm much happier with IORT, I will tell you that.
Any idea, or maybe there have been surveys done, American Society of Breast Surgery, I don't know, in terms of the amount of partial breast radiation, the amount of IORT, and the techniques used. Right now, are most people using external beam partial breast radiation or these other balloon
things?
Well,
in the NSABP trial that looked at partial breast radiation that Bob Kusky was the PI on, I believe the number was about 75% external beam. And that is easiest for people to deliver because it comes from the radiation oncologist. The patient doesn't have to have something put in. We actually have an interesting kind of pilot program using CyberKnife for partial breast. The advantage of that is you can target it very well. We put gold fiducials in, and so you get tracking and targeting very well with the CyberKnife. Not sure about the cost effectiveness, but as a pilot, I think it's an interesting concept.